for a three.
Yes!
Shoots it at the horn. No good. Grizzlies win it, 116-150.
Grizzly Sports is brought to you by Don's Auto Service, Hirsch Feed and Farm Supply, Missouri State University West Plains Athletics Department, Bailey Chevrolet and GMC, and by Ozarks Healthcare. Now Grizzly Sports, a presentation of Ozark Radio Sports.
And a good Saturday afternoon as we broadcast from the Fred E. Davis Multipurpose Facility here on the campus of State Fair Community College in Sedalia, Missouri. It's Reach for 16 basketball as the Grizzlies visit the Roadrunners from State Fair Community College. I'm Harlan Hutchison, Dylan Groves back in the studio. As we start the broadcast here, and we'll have the starters in just a few moments, both of these basketball teams recently played Moberly. Last Saturday, the Grizzlies went to Moberly and lost by 30, which extended their losing streak to Moberly to 18 games. Now, you think that's bad? Until Wednesday night, State Fair had lost 31 in a row to Moberly. That was as of Wednesday night. That's no longer the case. The Roadrunners beat Moberly at Moberly in overtime, 83-80. And that broke a six-game losing streak. So who knows how that's going to affect them as the season goes forward, but it can't do anything but add confidence to a basketball team that's 10-11 on the year. The Grizzlies are 9-9, and we got bumped by Mineral Area on Wednesday night by Violet, 94-74 at the Civic Center. Sorry, lineups for this basketball game today. The Grizzlies will go with Tyrell Smith. He is a guard from Tampa, Florida, transfer from Coffeyville, Kansas. Also, Ace Evans from Milwaukee, a 6'2 redshirt freshman. Sean Glass from West Monroe, Louisiana, 6'1 sophomore guard. Desiah Green from Parkview High School in Springfield. Desiah is a 6'4 freshman. And Javon Barbie from Tacoma, Washington, 6'5 freshman, rounds out the five. We basically play five guards. State Fair Community College, starting five will be Daron Hall, a 6'9 freshman from Nashville, Tennessee. Chandler Joseph, 6'5 freshman from West Palm Beach, Florida. Their best player, probably this kid, J.P. Ndong, who is a 6'7 freshman from Germany. Andon Ashford is a 6'2 freshman from Wilkesboro, North Carolina. And Daniel Garza, 6'7 sophomore from Hammond, Indiana. Really good crowd. This is the best crowd I've seen at a This is by far the best crowd I've seen for a regular season home game here at the Davis in Sedalia. But it's a doubleheader day. We had the girls game between State Fair and Crowder College. So that pulled in some folks. Plus, it's a special promotion day. But that's good marketing. And he had two games for the price of one. Head coach for the State Fair Roadrunners is Jeremy Jackson. Jared Fay, head coach for MSU West Plains. All coaches are different. It's kind of funny. Some coaches can't sit down. Other coaches rarely get up. Some will station at one end of the bench or the other. Now, Jared, he likes to sit at the far end of the bench away from everybody. Here's the tip, won by State Fair, and this game is underway from Sedalia. Cold Sedalia, wind chill -2 this afternoon. Here's a ball knocked away, stolen away. Good start. Grizzlies back 3-on-3, bounce it ahead. Here's a driving layup, blocked away, as Barbie couldn't get it over the outstretched arms of Garza. Now down the lane, ball bumped away and picked up another steal. So two turnovers in the first 20 seconds for State Fair. Turnovers have been a real problem for them. Over on the right side, now to the point. Ace Evans. He had a 27-point night Wednesday. Here's Barbie in the lane. Pump fake goes up. Got blocked, tipped away. And at 6'5", you're going to get a lot of those blocked in there, but you got to take it to the rim. And the ball back in the possession of Sedalia. Over on the right side for State Fair. A three ball way off the mark. That barely drew iron. Now Sean Glass. Hands it back. And now Tyrell has it to the left point. Ace with an up fake. Steps over. Straight on. Three ball. No good. Ball comes off and nothing but gray shirts around as that one's pulled down by Daniel Garza. Remember Garza from last year. He's a good player. Very handy player. Good rebounder. Tough kid. On the left baseline. Go back it down with De'Ron Hall. Now baseline shot. No good. Rebound. And a foul on the play as Tyrell Smith went way up to get that board. And he got knocked down from behind. State Fair is one of the few places that we don't have a scoreboard over the middle of the court. And we get a timeout on the floor. And with no score after a minute and a half, back in 30 seconds on KDY.
More than just a tire store. Don's Auto Service.
Friendly and familiar faces are the first thing you'll see when you walk through the doors at Don's Auto Service in West Plains. After 45 years of serving the Ozarks, Don's Auto Service ensures their expert staff provides you with the best, most qualified information for your vehicle repairs. Whether it's under the hood, maintenance, or tire-related, they have you covered.
Grizzly Sports continues now.
We come back to play. Tyrell Smith missed a reverse layup with the right hand coming from the right baseline, picked up by State Fair. State Fair has it down the front court, top of the circle. Andon Ashford controls the ball out front. Now hands it off. Here's the big guy, Ndong, in the paint. Hook pass across, bad pass stolen. Grizzlies come back. Let's see if we can get a bucket here. Taking it to the hole. Step through. Layup is good by Josiah Green. Grizzlies have a lead, 2-0. In the left corner, they'll bang it back outside to the point. Hook pass. Oh, good cut to the basket. Layup is up and in. That was Garza. He's handy. And he has the first bucket for State Fair. Josiah Green, up and under, right-hand scoop shot, no good. And the rebound pulled down by State Fair, back from left to right. State Fair in the gray with the powder blue. Over on the left low block. Here's a whistle. Oh, they're going to call offensive. No, they're going to call a blocking foul instead on Javon Barbie. De'Ron Hall fended off with his left arm. But in that particular case, it's going to be a foul on the Grizzlies. First foul on Javon Barbie. 4-2 ball game. State Fair on top. De'Ron Hall from Nashville. Free throw, good. Front court. Over on the right side, A7. Grizzlies down 5-3. We got in a horrible situation with cold shooting on Wednesday night. We don't want to fall into another hole like that. Ball tipped out of bounds by Garza in the near corner. Out of bounds, it'll stay with the Grizzlies. And we only have four left on the shot clock. Ace Evans, step back. Shoots a ball away, three ball from way out. Hits the lip of the rim, no good. Ball out of bounds, it'll go back to State Fair. Don't really have much of a choice on a play like that. We We absolutely have to dig our heels in at the defensive end. State Fair has got the kind of matchups that do not play well. Indong, three ball, good. Now it's 7-2. Dribbling in. Here's a high floater, no good, by Sean Glass. And now back to State Fair. Oh, cutting in with the layup. Beating us back on defense, Dayron Hall. He's got five. 10-2, and we may be ready for a timeout very soon. Kai Lindsay back out to the right point. Ace Evans has it on the right. Bad pass, stolen. Up the left side, cross court, catch and shoot, three ball, Garza, good. Timeout. 15:27 to go in the half, and it's already looking bad. State Fair 13, Grizzlies 2, back in 30 seconds on KDY.
Purge, Speed, and Farm Supply, we have it all for you.
Are you ready for number one? Then you're ready for Steel, the number one selling brand of chainsaws worldwide. Steel makes over 30 models of chainsaws designed for homeowners and professionals. Hirsch Speed and Farm Supply is a platinum level certified Steel dealer and can match you with the model that's right for your needs. Get the world's number one selling brand of chainsaw, Steel, at Hirsch Speed and Farm Supply in West Plains. Are you ready for a Steel?
Back to the court for more Grizzly sports action.
Back at the Fred Davis Multipurpose Facility in Sedalia State Fair Community College. 4.5 minutes into the ball game, and the Grizzlies, who got off to a terrible start Wednesday night, have kind of outdone that here today. Now down 13-2 here in the early going. Now, in that game Wednesday night, we got in the hole and we're behind by 16 at halftime. And if you're going to be a small basketball team, you've got to make shots, because you're not going to make much by trying to get the ball inside to the basket when you're at such a height disadvantage. And the Grizzlies certainly are that. You've got to make shots. That's all there is to it. If you can't make shots, then it's going to be bad. Up the floor, left corner, three ball, Tyrell, good. Attaboy. Tyrell just stepped into one in the left corner and nailed it. 13. Oh, they give him a two. It's 13-4. Out at the point. They'll hand the ball off to Andon Ashford. Bounce pass into the low block. Dayron Hall cutting to the basket. Garza lays it up and good. Good movement without the basketball. 15-4. Up the left side, Desaya. He's got an open three ball. That's good. Desaya Green makes it 15-7. In the front court, Ashford picks up the dribble, gets it across. Here's a driving layup, no good. Tipped up, no good. And the rebound is going to be controlled by the Grizzlies. And it'll be picked up by Ace Evans. Now in the front court, Tyrell has it. Behind the back pass, Desaya, one bounce, open, three ball, good. Desaya Green shooting us back into it here, 15-10. Grizzlies trail 13-2. And after the media timeout, they've come out looking much better. Chandler Joseph, lob on the pass underneath, turn inside, no good, tipped up and in. And again, if they get the ball into Dayron Hall, who's 6'7", he's going to score. At the other end, here's a quick three by Tyrell. That's no good. Ball comes off to the weak side. Chandler Joseph passes up ahead. There's Hall again, and a whistle. And we'll get a foul on probably Desire Green. Blaine Harris will check in for the Grizzlies. Sean Glass will come in. Ace Evans and Javon Barbie will go out. Here's the inbound play, and an offensive foul is going to be called. Well, Josiah got away with a flop right there. The push-off by De'Ron Hall, he's called for the foul. Although, in fairness, nobody really argued. So maybe it was. Front court, Green gets it over, now at the point. Kai Lindsey on the right side. Hook pass back, baseline. 17-footer is good by Sean Glass. One thing about it, along with making a couple threes, getting better looks at the basket now, 17-12. Chandler Joseph over on the left, lob to the low block, and there's Hall again. He leans in, puts it up in the left hand, good. We just don't have anybody who can guard him. If he catches it, it's 2 points. 6'9" from Nashville, Tennessee. Front court, Tyrell Smith. Grizzlies in the blue with red and white trim. And now a pass out to the wing, thrown away as John Glass thought Guy was cutting, and he was not. Turnover 3 on the Grizzlies. Gavin Murphy in the lineup now for State Fair. He has the basketball, gives it back to the corner. This is Chandler Joseph, backing down, fall away from 16 feet, good. Nothing to do about that. 21-12. Long pass left side. Tyrell goes in, dishes off, left-hand lay-in, good by Damani Barley. Damani Barley's first basket of the ball game. Now at the left point, another quick three. That's no good, and the Grizzlies will get the rebound with Tyrell. 21-14, Grizzlies down 7. Left point, left corner. Sean Glass raises up, shoots a three, won't fall down, and De'Ron Hall with a rebound for State Fair. And De'Ron Hall is sucking wind right now, I can tell you that. But he doesn't get tired of scoring, passes inside to him, kicks it out to the left corner. Here's a driving layup, up and good, off the glass. Ja'Cory Phillips just did the ball game with his first basket for State Fair, 23-14. Sean Glass in the left corner, Blaine Harris. Around the horn, back to the point. Damani, high post, left wing. Three ball by Glass is no good. Ball tipped out long, picked up by Tyrell Smith. Lost the ball, picked up by Damani, and now we'll reset the offense, and Sean Glass will move the ball out front. 13 on the shot clock. Pass inside, outside. Kai Lindsey, three ball, won't fall off the back iron. Rebound, Blaine Harris will get another crack at it. Kai, left side, Blaine, he's going to try a three. That's short, and comes off to Gavin Murphy. On the right side, back to Murphy, lob inside. Good defense by Donnie Barley, getting in front, knocking that pass away. 23-14, and we'll get a media timeout. 10:06 to go in the first half with the score State Fair 23, MSU West Plains 14. Back in a minute on KDY.
My name is CJ Collins, and I'm with Always a Future for Kids. Our mission is to help kids that struggle in our community. We do so by hosting events like Ozarks Gaming Convention, an annual disc golf tournament, Kids Craft Days, and other events throughout the year. We also help assist other nonprofit organizations with their events and initiatives. If you would like to donate or volunteer in the community with our organization, reach out to me at info@afkfoundation.org or message us on Facebook.
The Ozarks Healthcare team cares about your athlete's health. That's why there's a doctor on call 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, to care for the unpredictable injuries. Ozarks Healthcare has a team of 8 orthopedic, spine, and podiatry providers to care for your athletes. The OZH team sends best wishes to all athletes for safe play and exceptional sportsmanship. For more information about OZH Podiatry as well as OZH Orthopedic and Spine, visit www.ozarkshealthcare.com.
Now, more Grizzly sports action.
At the Davis Special Events Center in Sedalia, it's State Fair leading the Grizzlies 23-14. Grizzlies trying for their 10th win of the season. State Fair trying for their 11th. So far in Region 16, everybody has won a region game, except one. That's what we're trying to do here today. Now the Grizzlies go to a zone at the high post on the wing. Open shot wide for three, no good. And the ball is tipped out of bounds. We get a foul on the rebound, though. I believe that's on Gavin Murphy. And it is his first foul. 23-14, Grizzlies come back. A three here, making it a two-possession game. At the point. State Fair in the zone. Three ball at the point. Good by Ace Evans. Ace was an ace the other night. He connected for 27 points against Mineral Area. On the left side, Murphy. To the right side, to the baseline now. Put it on the deck with India. Now outside to the elbow on the wing. Murphy up fake, steps over, shoots a three, and it's good. And he got fouled on the play. The basket counts. The foul will go on Blaine Harris. He fouled the three ball. The basket goes in, and one more. And it's good. Four-point play. 27-17. Ace Evans gets it over the timeline. Clayton Robbins in the ballgame now for the Grizzlies. Out front, high post, inside out to the wing. Here's Sean Glass. Three ball, good. Sean Glass from over on the right side of the floor. Behind the three line, he has five. 27-20. Over on the right to the high post. And Clayton Robbins will be called for a foul on a reach in there. So Clayton gets his first foul. Only a fourth team foul on the Grizzlies. State Fair only have three. Out front. Now on the left side. Back to the point with Andon Ashford. He kicks it left side to the left baseline. Backing down, leaning in, right-hand shot is up and good. That kid's a good offensive player. That's Ja'Cory Phillips. He's got four, 29-20. Grizzlies out front with Ace over to Desiah. Desiah dribbles through, whistle, he traveled with the basketball. He took that extra step. Goose Blobenfelt will come in for the Grizzlies for Damani Barley. Pass into the low block. Phillips has it, double team, back out to the right point. Sean Glass being more physical on the basketball with Andon Ashford. He has to back it up. Now they'll go at it again. In the lane. Phillips got away with two or three walks, but he got caught on the third one, and he'll be called for turning the ball over. That's the fourth turnover on State Fair. 7:38 to go in the first half. Timeout with a score. The Grizzlies trailing State Fair 29-20. We're back in a minute on KDY.
I've always wanted to be a nurse, but life got in the way. Kids, work, bills, it felt impossible. Then I discovered Missouri State West Plains has flexible programs that fit my schedule. Now I'm training for a career that gives back with job security for my family. Where do I want to be tomorrow? Helping others and building a future for my kids.
Missouri State West Plains. New beginnings, endless possibilities.
Remember the first time the kids climbed into your truck? Now they're growing fast, and that old truck just isn't keeping up. At Bailey Chevrolet GMC, we've got the right truck for every season of life. Built strong, safe, and ready for the memories still to come. Together, let's drive a Bailey Chevrolet.
This is John Bailey. I want to personally invite you to come by and see us in beautiful downtown Willow Springs and find your next truck today.
College sports action with the Grizzlies continues now.
We're back at Sedalia. Grizzlies have the basketball. They're down by 9, 7 minutes to go in the half. Josiah Green with a high shot off the board, no good. Rebounded by Clayton Robbins. Clayton leans in, right hand shot off the side of the rim, won't go down. State Fair comes back with it. Gavin Murphy beats his guy, hook pass across. India up and around, whistle, will get a foul call for the shot. Blocking foul will be the call. Probably Clayton Robbins, and it is. That's his second foul. Guy Smith is back in. Guy Lindsey comes in for Josiah Green. John Glass is out, and Javon Barbie is back in. Here's the inbound pass. Phillips on the baseline, guarded by Goose. Now to the baseline, and he'll pull it back, and he'll turn to his left. Lean in. Walk, 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 whistle. Travel violation. Good grief. He could have called him for a walk three times before he finally got around to it. 29-20. Into the low block. Tyrell to the corner. Goose has a three shot, and it's good. Gustav Blobenfeld. And for as tough as this first half has been, we're only down six. On the left side, India got away with the walk. He'll penetrate, kick it over. Driving layup is up and good. Basket made that time by Damian Durden. Now here's a shot in the corner. No good. Other end, here's Durden again for a three, and that is an air ball. And they save it. Driving in, putting it up off the glass. Good. So now that makes it a 10-point game again. Here's a three by Ace at the point. Good. The Grizzlies have made six threes here in the first half to keep them in the game, 33-26. Durden on the left sideline. Back out to the right wing. Now Murphy. Now ball fake down the key. Lean in. Left-hand shot on the runner is good by Andon Ashford. 35-26. The middle of the court now as the Grizzlies play offense wide open. Here's Barbie. He gets it knocked away. It's stolen. Up the floor, Durden drives in, and he can't get it to go, and it's tipped out and picked up by Murphy. On the baseline, Durden cut off. Back out to Ashford. Now down the key. Driving layup is good with the right hand. And an Ashford had a height advantage on Kai Lindsey. And took it to the basket. Wing three. Good. Tyrell Smith with his second field goal, his first three. And it's 37-29. We're down to 3:59 to go in the first half. On the base five, Phillips turns, backs down, shoots, and scores. Six-foot-four sophomore from Pine Bluff, Arkansas. He's a problem. At the point, ace. How about another three? No good off the side iron. And the rebound taken down by State Fair. 39-29. Down the key. Turn around, fade away from 12 feet, and that's good. And in Ashford, where their scoring is really spread out, really balanced. Actually, ours is too, but we haven't had as much of it. 41-29. Ty Lindsay off the screen at the point. Here's a three. Good again by Tyrell. 41-32. 2:48 left in the half. Now let's see if they try to go one-on-one. Nope, they'll move it over, and Durden with another three, and it's good. Durden with the three ball. Now at the other end, we'll get a whistle, and Ace Evans took it to the corner, but he got fouled on the play. And then we'll get the media timeout, 2:26 to play in the half with the score. State Fair 44, MSU West Plains 32. Back in a minute on KDY.
More than just a tire store. Don's Auto Service.
Winter weather is here, and at Don's Auto Service, warm, friendly faces are the first thing you'll see when you walk through the doors. Don's Auto Service ensures its expert staff provides you with the best, most qualified information for your vehicle repairs. Whether it's under the hood, maintenance, or tire related, they have you covered.
More than just a tire store. Don's Auto Service.
Hirsch Feed and Farm Supply, we have it all for you.
Hi, this is Curtis at Hirsch Feed in West Plains. Stay warm this winter with a variety of heaters. We have kerosene, electric, propane, and dual fuel heaters. We also have pellet stoves and wood stoves, stove pipe, adapters, fire brick, suet cleaner, and remover, chimney caps, brushes, and much, much more. If you cut wood to heat your home or workshop, take a look at the complete line of steel chainsaws. Come by Hirsch Feed and Farm Supply today in West Plains and see us, and stay warm this winter.
It's back to the court for more Grizzly sports action.
2 for the price of 1 game here today. Actually, the State Fair women and Crowder College played the opener here. MSU West Plains and State Fair in men's basketball. Tyrell on the inbound, shoots a 3, no good. Ball tipped over and picked up by the Roadrunners. They're up by 12, and the clock running, 2:17 to go in the first half. Over on the left side, out front, they post up Garza, and we'll get a holding foul or a push. It'll be a push on Tyrell, and that'll be his first foul. Team foul number 6, so 1-1 the last 2:07. Inbound in the corner, catch and shoot, hit the top of the backboard. Desiah has it, 3-on-2 break. Pass it up the left side. Catch and shoot in the corner. Three ball. Good. Tyrell. Tyrell feels it. He's got 11. Oh, they gave him 2 again. Second time today. I thought he had a 3, but it was just counted a 2. Now we get a ball out of bounds. Turned over by State Fair at the offensive end. 44-34. Down the front court, Tyrell Smith up front. He has 10 points here in the first half. Ace Evans over to Blaine, back to Ace at the point. Got a 3 look, and it's short. Rebound long, Tyrell gets it. Tyrell back on the left wing. Sean Glass in the left corner. He's got a 3 shot, and that ball is good. It hit the side iron, went straight up, and comes back through the rim and through the net. 44-36. Long pass up ahead. Hook pass, deflected, underneath, pump fake, shot, no good, rebounded by Blaine Harris. JP and Dong tried to force that ball up. In the corner, here's a three by Desiah, no good. Comes off, picked up by Garza for State Fair. They're up by eight, under a minute to go in the first half. On the left side of the floor. To the point, De'Ron Hall. Out front, tipped away, picked back up. Now Ndong with it on the baseline. Pump fake, turns, changes pivot foot, shot it, made it.
J.P. Ndong.
J.P. Ndong has 5 points. 46-36. Shot clock is off. 13 seconds. Let's see if we can get the last bucket of the half. 10 seconds. Ace in the corner. Tyrell up fake. Steps over. Got a three. Look, and it's good. Boy, he is hot. And that's the end of the half. That's a good way to end the half. The three-point shot, which did not go in very much on Wednesday night, has been going in here today. The Grizzlies make 8 threes in the first half. And at the half, down by 7 against homestanding State Fair, 46-39. Grizzly Halftime is up next, brought to you by Missouri State University West Plains. New beginnings and endless possibilities. And we're back with the scoring at the half in 3 minutes on KDY.
More than just a tire store. Don's Auto Service.
Winter weather is here, and at Don's Auto Service, warm, friendly faces are the first thing you'll see when you walk through the doors. Don's Auto Service ensures its expert staff provides you with the best, most qualified information for your vehicle repairs. Whether it's under the hood, maintenance, or tire related, they have you covered.
More than just a tire store. Don's Auto Service.
The Ozarks Healthcare team cares about your athlete's health. That's why there's a doctor on call 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, to care for the unpredictable injuries. Ozarks Healthcare has a team of 8 orthopedic, spine, and podiatry providers to care for your athletes. The OZH team sends best wishes to all athletes for safe play and exceptional sportsmanship. For more information about OZH Podiatry as well as OZH Orthopedic and Spine, visit www.ozarkshealthcare.com.
Remember the first time the kids climbed into your truck? Now they're growing fast, and that old truck just isn't keeping up. At Bailey Chevrolet GMC, we've got the right truck for every season of life, built strong, safe, and ready for the memories still to come. Together, let's drive a Bailey Chevrolet.
This is John Bailey. I want to personally invite you to come by and see us in beautiful downtown Willow Springs and find your next truck today.
Speed and Farm Supply, we have it all for you.
Hi, this is Lane. As the temperatures drop, we have ice melt, stock salt, cattle tank de-icers, and of course, feed for your livestock. Plus, we have top brands of pet food for your dog or cat to provide them the extra energy they need during the winter months. If you cut wood to heat your home or workshop, take a look at the complete line of steel chainsaws. The winter months are no problem at Hirsch Feed and Farm Supply.
Hirsch Feed and Farm Supply since 1974. Hirsch Feed and Farm Supply, we're more than a farm store.
Dear employer,
my name is Phil Martin.
My name is Michael Roskovich.
Ronaldo Bird.
Zach Dizer.
I am writing to express my excitement at the opportunity to join your team.
As someone on the spectrum,
I may communicate in ways that are different from what you are used to.
I possess a unique set of skills
that sets me apart from other candidates.
Thank you for your consideration.
An autistic, inclusive workplace is good for business. It's time to make a change. Learn more at autismspeaks.org/win.
I thought college was out of reach. Too expensive, too risky, too much debt. Then I found Missouri State University, West Plains. Lower tuition, real support, real chances. A real affordable possibility. Now I'm building a future without bearing my family in bills. Where do I want to be tomorrow? Confident, moving forward, and without a mountain of debt.
Missouri State, West Plains. New beginnings, endless possibilities.
Grizzly Sports continues now.
Back at the Fred Davis Multipurpose Facility here at State Fair Community College in Sedalia, where they've got some snow on the ground up here. Not a lot, but some, with a wind chill of -2 this afternoon. Better to be inside. Here's the way the scoring went in the first half. State Fair jumped out to a 13-2 lead. Then the Grizzlies started making some shots, and they got eventually have pulled this back within 7 points here at halftime. Scoring for the Grizzlies at the half, Tyrell Smith really shot us back into it, making a total of 5 field goals. And at the half, he has 13 points. Also in the scoring column with 8, Josiah Green. He made some key shots to kind of keep us hanging around. 7 for Sean Glass, 6 for Ace Evans, 3 for Gustav Blavenfeld, and 2 points for Damani Barley. State Fair has really good balance in their scoring. 9 points for Dayron Hall, 7 points for Daniel Garza. They got 6 from Ja'Cory Phillips and Andon Ashford. And Phillips isn't even one of their 6'7", 6'8", 6'9 kids. He's 6'4", but boy, is he good on the baseline. He is really good around the basket. Also in the first half, J.P. Ndong, who is normally their leading scorer, he had 5 points. 4 for Gavin Murphy, 5 for Damian Durden, 2 apiece for Chandler Joseph, and Malik Ndiaye. In the first half, State Fair had 6 turnovers. MSU West Plains had 5. Turning the ball over had been a really bad problem for State Fair, but they did a pretty good job controlling that in the first half. And free throw shooting has been another real strength for the Grizzlies, but no free throw attempts in the first half, and State Fair just had 2. They were 2 out of 2. At halftime, 46-39. And back to Sedalia in 3 minutes on KDY.
KDY 24-7 weather.
Double H in the Weather Center. Let's pick up the forecast going into tonight. And you'd better turn the heat up because the temperature is going down. 9 degrees for the overnight low with a wind chill at 1. And then for tomorrow, it'll be sunny with a high temperature at 40. Martin Luther King Day on Monday, going to be cold, sunshine, and 32. Find more at OzarkRadioNews.com.
Fox News, I'm Chris DeMayo. A federal judge issues a ruling yesterday barring federal officers from detaining or deploying tear gas against peaceful protesters who are not obstructing authorities in Minneapolis.
Adding the agents must show probable cause or reasonable suspicion that someone has committed a crime or is interfering with law enforcement before taking action.
Fox's Gary Baumgarten. One person is dead and 3 others injured after a gunman opened fire at a restaurant in New Orleans Friday night. The suspect is on the loose.
We do know he was wearing a black hoodie, that he is an African-American person. And that's what, if anyone, we know that he ran back into the neighborhood area.
New Orleans Police Superintendent Ann Kirkpatrick. An ex-husband is indicted by a grand jury in the double homicide of a couple in Ohio. America's listening to Fox News.
History isn't just in textbooks. It's the story of us, the United States. 2026 marks 250 years of America. And throughout the year, Bill Hemmer takes listeners on a journey through the 250 most impactful moments in American history. From the spark of revolution to the battles for freedom. The ideas, inventions, and decisions that changed the world. The 250 most impactful moments in American history podcast. Listen and follow now at foxnewspodcasts.com.
You never know who might be taking the quiz.
Hi, everyone. It's Candace Cameron Bure.
Hey, everyone. It's Phil Sims.
It's Dolores Catania.
Hey, everyone. I'm Kix Brooks.
It's Candace Bushnell.
I'm Rob Paulson.
I'm Ryan Serhant.
Hey, everyone. I'm Nicole Palizzi.
Hey, everybody's Kevin Nealon.
What's up, guys? It's Nia Sue, and it's time to take the quiz.
Five questions in less than 5 minutes every day. Listen and follow at thequiz.fox.
This is Curtis at Hirschfeed in West Plains. Listen up. Chick Days is going on now at Hirschfeed in West Plains. Due to increasing demand, quantities will be limited. So pre-order now on first-come, first-served basis. More and more people are raising their own chickens for guaranteed savings. A freezer full of fresh chicken and continuous harvest of fresh eggs. So order now. Plus, we have all your poultry products, feed, waterers, feeders, and much more. Come on in today and see us for Chick Days.
Grizzly Sports continues now.
Back in Sedalia, the second half is about 6 minutes from starting. Before we get to the second half, let's go over what we have on the schedule of games next week. And after today, the Grizzlies will go to Poplar Bluff on Wednesday night for a 7 o'clock game with the Three Rivers Raiders. Then, a week from today, we'll be back home, and the Grizzlies will play SEMO Prep. And a week and a half from now, Grizzlies will have Moberly in town. That's on Wednesday night, January the 28th. And wrapping up the month on Saturday, January 31st, it'll be State Fair Community College at the Civic Center. So we'll take a break here. I would go over. We've actually got tournament games coming up from the Mountain Grove Family Pharmacy Classic. We'll have the Scissor Boys games, of course, all here on KDY. Should we have a conflict, the Grizzlies probably moving over to Q94 at the end of the week. We'll see. But meanwhile, here, the Grizzlies off to a slow start, down 13-2, got back in the ball game, and at the half, trail by 7, 46-39. But the first 2 or 3 minutes of the second half, we have got to crank it up, play with more intensity. If it means getting a few more fouls, that's fine. But we've just got to be more physically aggressive because that's just not our general nature, but it needs to be against these bigger basketball teams, and we've got to do something to slow them down and keep them from getting to the basket with that size advantage. So, 46-39, and we're back in 3 minutes for the second half here on KDY.
I've always wanted to be a nurse, but life got in the way. Kids, work, bills, it felt impossible. Then I discovered Missouri State West Plains has flexible programs that fit my schedule. Now I'm training for a career that gives back, with job security for my family. Where do I want to be tomorrow? Helping others and building a future for my kids.
Missouri State West Plains. New beginnings, endless possibilities.
Hi, I'm your kid's old jeans. I've been in the drawer for a while and really missed the playground. You should swing by Goodwill and drop me off. Donating me helps Goodwill's mission to provide career training and support services right here in the community. Plus, I can get back into the game. Donate today. Tag, you're it.
To find your nearest Goodwill locations and to learn more about our mission, please visit goodwill.org. Goodwill, where your things start new lives.
Remember the first time the kids climbed into your truck? Now they're growing fast, and that old truck just isn't keeping up. At Bailey Chevrolet GMC, we've got the right truck for every season of life. Built strong, safe, and ready for the memories still to come. Together, let's drive a Bailey Chevrolet.
This is John Bailey. I want to personally invite you to come by and see us in beautiful downtown Willow Springs and find your next truck today.
more than just a tire store. Dodge Auto Service.
Friendly and familiar faces are the first thing you'll see when you walk through the doors at Don's Auto Service in West Plains. After 45 years of serving the Ozarks, Don's Auto Service ensures their expert staff provides you with the best, most qualified information for your vehicle repairs. Whether it's under the hood, maintenance, or tire related, they have you covered.
Hirsch Feed and Farm Supply, we have it all for you. Hirsch Feed and Farm Supply, where we love what we do.
It's wintertime, and that means you will need a little something extra to deal with the cold and freezing temperatures. Hirsch is here to help. Everything from snow shovels to stovepipes, plus rugged and durable clothing to keep you warm. Boots by top brands like Ariat, Red Wing, Muck, and others to keep your feet warm and dry. Stop in and see us today.
Back to the court for more Grizzly sports action.
We are back at the State Fair Community College campus in Sedalia on a very cold January afternoon. And the Grizzlies started cold here in this game, but kind of got it cranked up a little bit toward the end of the first half. 46-39. The Grizzlies starting five will be in the same start of the game. Tyrell Smith, along with Ace Evans, Sean Glass, and Zaya Green. And Javon Barbie. So the Grizzlies still on the sideline. State Fair has come out. They're ready to go. State Fair's front line goes 6'9", 6'7", 6'7". Our front line goes 6'4", 6'4", maybe 6'3". But that's just the way it is. Now Grizzlies have it. Start second half. In the corner. On the baseline, Desiah, pump fake goes up strong, and a late whistle, foul called on the play. Another of those famous late whistles that we see in games so often anymore. And the foul call, and that will be the second foul on De'Ron Hall. Free throw here is good. Desiah Green with 9 points today. And good again. Desiah shooting the ball with some confidence. 46-41, down to five. This is as close as we've been in a while. In the front court, Garza has it. Almost went back court as it got away, picked up again by State Fair. Now at the point, Chandler Joseph on the right wing. They post up inside and Dong against Sean, and that turnaround shot is good. There's nothing in the world that Sean can do with JP and Dong, who now has seven. Sean 6'2", and Dong 6'7". You're just not going to win that matchup. Here's a ball kicked out front. And so it'll stay with the Grizzlies. 48-41. Here's the inbound play. Sean Glass gets it to the corner, catch and shoot for Tyrell. It's off the side iron, no good. Fight for the rebound, picked up by State Fair. They come back up the left sideline with Andon Ashford to the right point. Back to Ashford, open, ball fake, drives the lane, kicks it inside out. Left corner, Garza with a three ball. That won't go, and the rebound on the weak side, and we'll get a foul call, and that'll go against the Grizzlies. And that'll be the second foul on Josiah Green for the Grizzlies. JP and Dong at the line. He is from Senegal. Free throw one, good. Next try is up and good. 50-41, State Fair by 9. On the right side, Desiah to the point. Ace Evans with it. The Grizzlies made a bunch of threes in the first half. Pass to the low block, posted inside, up and under on the reverse, no good. And Barbie couldn't convert. A little shot right underneath the basket, pulled away by State Fair. Balance pass on the baseline, stolen. Kai Lindsey comes up with it. You got a 3-on-2 break. Desiah takes it all the way in, lays it up and good. Desiah has 12. 50-43. Front court, De'Ron Hall out front. The Grizzlies go to a press, but it's more to slow them down than anything else. Here's a shot, no good. Rebounded by Tyrell Smith. Now Ace Evans up the right side. Tell you what, a three ball would make this much more interesting. Ace Evans out front. Now Desiah has it. Bobbles. Got away with a double dribble there. Down the corner, tipped away and out of bounds off the hands of Andon Ashford. And it'll stay with the Grizzlies. You see that so often anymore. A player will go to catch a pass, will mount off his hands, hit the deck, he'll pick it up. And then he'll dribble again. That's double dribble. At least it's supposed to be. Inbound play out front. Ace Evans with it. Goes to his left. Fights his way through. Puts it up off the side iron. No good. All kinds of contact. And they're just not calling many fouls today. That's all there is to it. On the left, Ashford free throw line. 17-footer straight up. No good. Ball tipped long, and State Fair comes away with it. Garza in the corner, goes to his left, kicks it far side left point. That shot is open for a three, and it's good. And in Ashford, makes it 53-43. Tyrell to the right point. Josiah Green is open here on the weak side, but how to get him the ball where he can do something with it. Free throw line, Barbie out front. And now ball deflected off Josiah's hands, out of bounds. Devontae Barley will check in for Javon Barbie. So, Devontae Barley at the front of the press now. Sean Glass, Kai Lindsey, Tyrell Smith, and Josiah Green. And here we go again. Pass up the left sideline, Jaron Hall. Hall out front. Chandler Joseph on the right wing. Garza catches, shoots a three, and it's in and out. And the rebound, Josiah Green. We're still in the ball game, down 10. We've got to tighten it up, down the key all the way. Cross over shot up, no good. Whistle, and we'll get a travel violation call on Tyrell for taking an extra step as he cut across the lane. Chandler Joseph up the left sideline. Howard, lob up to the rim. Garza puts it up, no good. Tips it up and good. Daniel. 55-43. Kai Lindsey sets the offense. Now it's Sean Glass. At the point, Tyrell feeds it. Oh, he lost the basketball on the way in. Stolen by State Fair. Garza spins baseline. Jumper is good. Garza. 57-43, we might be a candidate for another timeout here pretty soon. In the corner, here's a three, no good, by Damani Barley. Now up the left sideline. And Dong has it, baseline back out to the right side, now in the right corner. Here's Garza again, and three is good. Now, how about a timeout? No? 60-43. At the right elbow, Josiah Green puts it on the floor, goes up, got blocked, and stepped out of bounds and turns the ball over. Waiting for the media timeout, actually, and here it is. 14:53 to go in the second half, and State Fair has taking further control of the ball game at this break, 60-43, and we're back in a minute on KDY.
I thought college was out of reach. Too expensive, too risky, too much debt. Then I found Missouri State University, West Plains. Lower tuition, real support, real chances. A real affordable possibility. Now I'm building a future without burying my family in bills. Where do I want to be tomorrow? Confident, moving forward, and without a mountain of debt.
Missouri State, West Plains. New beginnings, endless possibilities.
More than just a tire store. Don's Auto Service.
Winter weather is here, and at Don's Auto Service, warm, friendly faces are the first thing you'll see when you walk through the doors. Don's Auto Service ensures its expert staff provides you with the best, most qualified information for your vehicle repairs. Whether it's under the hood, maintenance, or tire related, they have you covered.
More than just a tire store. Don's Auto Service.
Now more Grizzly sports action.
Here in the second half, in the first 5 minutes, State Fair has outscored the Grizzlies 17-4. So that's not the kind of start you need to start the half, especially when you're already down. Now Garza in the corner will shoot and miss. Rebound, Blaine Harris. Blaine Harris over to Kai Lindsey in the right corner. Javon Barbie will be cut off on the baseline. Now at the free throw line, to the left side, to the corner, Sean Glass. Raises up, shoots a three, and it's no good. Weak side rebound, Daniel Garza. Pass, good pass up ahead. Missed shot by De'Ron Hall, but he got fouled as he got down the floor before any of the blue shirts. And it'll be two shots with 14:15 to go with the ball game. 60-43. First try, no good. Next try is good. Grizzlies come back with Javon Barbie. Kai Lindsey to the point. Sean Glass puts it on the deck, drives hard to the rim, got slapped away, and it'll stay with the Grizzlies. Sean Glass wonders why there was no foul called on them. Because up here today, there's no such thing. Grizzlies 2 out of 2 from the line. State Fair is 5 out of 6. Pass in the low block. Ball stripped away. Daniel Garza just reached in and just, whoop, there it went. Garza has it to his left, across the lane, right. Left-hand runner is good. Turning into the Daniel Garza show here in the second half. He's got 16 points. At the point. In the corner. Now Barley up and around. No good, but he got fouled trying to shoot a reverse from the left corner. And he'll go to the line and shoot two. 13:31 to go in the ball game. It's a 20-point game. Grizzlies lost at Moberly last Saturday by 30. We lost at home Wednesday night by 20. To Mineral, and here today we're down 20 at Sedalia. Free throw number one, good. Sean Glass gonna check back in here in a moment. Next free throw, no good. So Damani makes one, and it's 63-44. Handling the ball out front, Chandler Joseph, bounce pass in the left corner. Garza has it. He bounces it to the point. And now an open shot for a three is off the mark. Rebound, Blaine Harris for the Grizzlies. Barbie up the left side. Damani Barley takes it in all the way. Puts it up, no good. And a foul will be called. He'll shoot two with 12:57 to go. Down by 19. Varley at the free throw line for the Grizzlies, and he is one out of two today. Free throw number one is no good. Devontae has 3 points. You make it an 18-point game if this one goes in. And he does. Damani Barley, redshirt sophomore from Rochester, New York. On the right side, Garza into the low block. And a reach-in foul on Blaine Harris. Playing behind the big guy, Dayron Hall, then just reached in and got called for his second foul. We'll have another media timeout coming up here pretty quick. Deron Hall on the inbound, lays it up and in, and Hall now has 12. 65-45. Barley dribbled it off his foot, turned it over. And here's a lean in, left hand layup is good by Deron Hall. It is on now, 67-45. A7s goes to the rim, goes up with the shot, missed it, rebounded by State Fair. Up to the middle of the floor, Hall has it, kicks it right corner. Spin to the basket, up, no good by Ndong. Ball is put back up and good by Garza. I think they're trying to determine who made the basket. I think it was Garza, though. Free throw line, Barbie. Turnaround, facing, shooting, no good. Chandler Joseph for State Fair up the middle. They lead 69-45. Check that. They lead now 72-45. Ndong makes a three ball. And the route is on. 72-45. Left corner. Grizzlies at the half. We're down seven. We have made one field goal in the first 9 minutes. To the rim, driving layup is good by A7s. Now quickly up the floor. They'll take it all the way in the hole. Laying it up and good. High off the board. Ndong with it. And that's just beating you back on defense. That's all that is. 74-47. Kai Lindsey has it. Fall away from 10 feet. Kai makes it. Good shot. Kai Lindsey's first basket of the ball game, 74-49. On the left low block, Hall trapped underneath, dribbled it out of bounds. Nope, it's going to stay with State Fair. Media timeout, 10:32 to go in the ball game with the score. State Fair is 74, MSU West Plains 49. And back in a minute on KDY.
The Ozarks Healthcare team cares about your athlete's health. That's why there's a doctor on call 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, to care for the unpredictable injuries. Ozarks Healthcare has a team of 8 orthopedic, spine, and podiatry providers to care for your athletes. The OZH team sends best wishes to all athletes for safe play and exceptional sportsmanship. For more information about OZH Podiatry as well as OZH Orthopedic and Spine, visit www.ozarkshealthcare.com.
More than just a tire store. Don's Auto Service.
Winter weather is here, and at Don's Auto Service, warm, friendly faces are the first thing you'll see when you walk through the doors. Don's Auto Service ensures its expert staff provides you with the best, most qualified information for your vehicle repairs. Whether it's under the hood, maintenance, or tire related, they have you covered.
More than just a tire store. Don's Auto Service.
College sports action with the Grizzlies continues now.
We'll talk to Jared Bay after the game is over, our post game, and we'll name our Don's Auto Service player of the game. Tyrell Smith is a leading candidate there. He's got 13 points, but the Grizzlies have made two field goals now in the first 9.5 minutes of the second half. And that ain't going to get it. Pass in on the inbound play, now at the point. In the ball game now, Gavin Murphy on the right wing, open three ball is no good. Rebound by Barbie. Up the right side, Ace Evans. Ace gets a screen right, goes that way. Goes baseline, hangs and shoots. No good, got fouled though. And he'll shoot two, and that's on JP and Dong. That'll be his first foul of the ball game. So Ace Evans to the line. He has 8 points today. He has one of the now three field goals we have here in the second half. First try is good. .74-50 with 10:06 to play. And good. Ace has 10 points. Grizzlies trail by a bunch. 23. Murphy out front. He'll shoot it. Rims off. No good. Juwan Barbie with it. Kai Lindsey gets hung up midair, and a whistle and a foul is going to be called on State Fair. And that'll go against Chandler Joseph. Team foul number 5 on the Roadrunners. Here's the inbound play. Kai lobs it out front. A7 beats his guy on the dribble, puts up the floater with the left hand. No good. Front court, cutting to the basket, laying it up. No good. Foul call as JP Endong got a pass as he was cutting straight down the lane. Couldn't convert, but a foul on Javon Barbie. So JP Endong to the free throw line. And the first try, good. He's listed as being from Germany, but that's via Senegal. Sean Glass back in the ball game for the Grizzlies for Kai Lindsey. Next try is good. Out front. Down the key. Ace drives, puts it up off the board, good. Ace Evans makes it 76-53. Here's the ball turned over. Clayton Robbins has it, gets it ahead to Ace. Down the lane, puts it up. No good, but he got fouled. He'll shoot two with 9:09 to play. 76-53. 23-point gap between the Roadrunners and the Grizzlies. So Ace to the line. The first drive for the Milwaukee redshirt freshman is good. One more try for Ace. And the Grizzlies now trail 76-54. Again, good. Well, in the second half, for 8 out of 10 from the free throw line. And now Javon Barbie draws a foul against the on the press, and he'll get to the line, and that's the first foul called on Damian Durden. Free throw no good by Javon. Now up front. Joseph being guarded by Barbie. Hooked pass to the corner. There's Phillips with two, and it's good. I'm not so sure he's not their best player. And now we get a whistle at the other end. Blocking foul with 8:35 to go. That'll be a third foul call on Gavin Murphy. Jennifer, Nope, A7s. Back to the line, 4 out of 4 today. He has 14 points. Free throw number one is good. A 78-58. We could get it under 20 here. And good. Full court pressure. Ball tipped and stolen. Pump fake and Barbie up. No good underneath. And he'll go to the line and shoot two. 8:30 to go. And now State Fair is going to sub. They had subbed out about everybody. But they're coming back. Barbie at the line. Second foul call on Damian Durden. First one good. Here come the starting five for State Fair now. Javon Barbie will have one more try. That gets him in the scorebook for the first time today. There's the next try, and that's good. 4 points. Well, I said first time, no. He actually has 4 points. And now here's the ball kicked out of bounds in the offensive end for State Fair. 78-61. 17 is the difference. Lob to the high post. Hall has it. Bounce pass down low. Backing down. Ndong spins baseline. Up and under shot off the board. Good. Foul in the play. Basket counts. And the official furthest away from the play called the foul. And that is going to be the second foul on Tyrell Smith. And the free throw try is good. Ndong with 3-point play. 81-61. Back to his zone goes State Fair. Tie to the corner. Tyrell Smith. Pass inside. Up and under shot. No good by Clayton Robbins. Feeds it back. Kai Lindsey goes up. Got it blocked. State Fair come back. 7:50 to play. Left point three. Good. Ndong has had quite the game here today. He only had 5 points in the first half. But now he sits at 22. A7 steps back, shoots the three at the point. No good. Sean Glass now in the left corner with it. Drives the baseline. Fakes, bounces back, gets it to Tyrell, and now he'll have to circle outside. Ace to the right point. Sean Glass with a three. Good. Good ball movement. Maybe the best ball movement we've had all day right there. Sean Glass with a three. 84-64. In the paint, turnaround is no good by J.P. Ndong. Shot it over Clayton Robbins. Now the Grizzlies come back. Down the middle, lob pass left corner. Tyrell, three is no good. And ball tipped over, picked up by State Fair. And a foul in the backcourt on Kai Lindsey. First foul call on Kai, and we've got a player down, and let's see, we're going to get a timeout, a 30-second timeout anyway. We'll take a 30 with the score. State Fair 84, MSU West Plains 64. We'll say back in a minute on KDY.
Remember the first time the kids climbed into your truck? Now they're growing fast, and that old truck just isn't keeping up. At Bailey Chevrolet GMC, we've got the right truck for every season of life. Built strong, safe, and ready for the memories still to come. Together, let's drive a Bailey Chevrolet.
This is John Bailey. I want to personally invite you to come by and see us in beautiful downtown Willow Springs and find your next truck today.
Hey y'all, I'm Kelly Clarkson. Every American dreams of creating a better life for his or her family, but in some communities, those dreams face difficult challenges. When we come together to help those in need get the same opportunities as everyone else, we truly are making our country a better place to live for all of us. So look for volunteer opportunities in your community to help others achieve the American dream, all right? This message is courtesy of the United States Air Force.
The Ozarks Healthcare team cares about your athlete's health. That's why there's a doctor on call 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, to care for the unpredictable injuries. Ozarks Healthcare has a team of 8 orthopedic, spine, and podiatry providers to care for your athletes. The OZH team sends best wishes to all athletes for safe play and exceptional sportsmanship. For more information about OZH Podiatry as well as OZH Orthopedic and Spine, visit www.ozarkshealthcare.com.
Hirschfeed and Farm Supply, we have it all for you.
Are you ready for number one? Then you're ready for Steel, the number one selling brand of chainsaws worldwide. Steel makes over 30 models of chainsaws designed for homeowners and professionals. Hirsch Speed and Farm Supply is a platinum level certified Steel dealer and can match you with the model that's right for your needs. Get the world's number one selling brand of chainsaw, Steel, at Hirsch Speed and Farm Supply in West Plains. Are you ready for a Steel?
It's back to the court for more Grizzly sports action.
20-point game, and now 22 points as State Fair adds on with a jumper by Chandler Joseph, and he's got 4 today. Makai Lindsey, he'll get a bucket for the Grizzlies, and now at the other end, a 3 in the left corner is good by Phillips. Ja'Cory Phillips, and now at the other end, here's a drive by Sean Glass, pass up ahead now, Phillips posting up, down low, back outside it goes, in dong to the point, 88-66, lob pass down low, call. Back over left side. Phillips, 3 ball is air ball. Put up, no good, but a foul on Sean Glass. Reaching over, De'Ron Hall. 5:37 to play. I know most of the officials that call our games in Region 16, at least the ones that have been around for a while. First try is good for De'Ron Hall. And I didn't check today. 3 officials, one that I recognize, and we've had many, many times, and I can't believe I don't know his name. May have to catch him when we're done. Next one is good. Hall makes them both, 90-66. Stepping all the way through to the far corner. Here's Harris with a 3, look good. Blaine Harris, first basket, 90-69. Up the floor, now cutting down the middle, and a two-handed dunk goes down as Hall hung on the rim. I don't know if they're going to count that or not. I don't think so. Which is really the right call, because he hung on to the rim as he tried to dunk it. The ball flipped up in the air as he let go of the rim. So, obviously, in the cylinder, obviously, offensive goaltending. 90-69. Damani Barley back in the ball game for MSU West Plains. Skip pass to the right corner. Sean Glass outside. Ball fake. Harris to the corner. Sean with it. Tyrell to the baseline. Up and around. Reverse. Good. What a good move. Tyrell Smith. First bucket of the second half. 90-71. Weak side pass on the press, and they get back and beat the Grizzlies with the bucket there, and that's De'Ron Hall. Hall has 18. Ouch. Garza's got 18. Left corner, here's three for Glass. No good. Put back Monty Barley. No good. That sort of epitomizes how the whole thing has gone here today. High screen, pick and roll. Lob it inside, and it's up. No good. Hall gets it back, puts it up. No good. Foul on the play. A great instance right there. 6'3", 6'4", 6'5", kids trying to guard 6'9". Can't do it. First free throw for Hall is no good. Grizzlies will get Ace Evans back in, Goose Blobenfelt, and Javon Barbie. John Glass, Blaine Harris, Tyrell Smith all come out. Next try, good. 93-71. Ty Lindsey near the timeline. And now an over and back call. The ball was slapped out of his hands. And it went back for it. So Kai reached back and got it. But it's going to be a turnover and a timeout. 3:49 to go in the ball game. With the score, the Grizzlies trailing 93-71. And we're back in 1 minute on KDY.
My name is CJ Collins, and I'm with Always a Future for Kids. Our mission is to help kids that struggle in our community. We do so by hosting events like Ozarks Gaming Convention, an annual disc golf tournament, kids' craft days, and other events throughout the year. We also help assist other nonprofit organizations with their events and initiatives. If you would like to donate or volunteer in the community with our organization, reach out to me at info@afkfoundation.org or message us on Facebook.
Hirsch Feed and Farm Supply, we have it all for you.
Hi, this is Curtis at Hirsch Feed in West Plains. Stay warm this winter with a variety of heaters. We have kerosene, electric propane, and dual fuel heaters. We also have pellet stoves and wood stoves, stove pipe, adapters, fire brick, suet cleaner, and remover, chimney caps, brushes, and much, much more. If you cut wood to heat your home or workshop, take a look at the complete line of steel chainsaws. Come by Hirsch Feed and Farm Supply today in West Plains and see us and stay warm this winter.
Grizzly Sports continues now.
We're back for the final 3:49 here at the Davis Special Event Center in Sedalia, and the Roadrunners are running away 93-71. They're coming off a great win over Moberly Wednesday night by 3, 83-80 in overtime. And they've kept that momentum. Garza on the side for a three ball. That's up and good. Catch and shoot. Boy, he's been good today. He's got 21. Down the lane. Here's Lindsey. Goes up. Scores. And a foul on the play. And that'll get him to the line for a three-point attempt. So Kai will get one free throw. And with 3:32 to go, State Fair is going to sub out again most of their starters. But they leave Ja'Cory Phillips out there off the bench. And I don't know, he may be their best player. Guy Lindsey with a free throw here, and it is no good. Now at midcourt, Murphy has it for the Roadrunners. Lost the ball. Gets it over to Phillips on the right wing, guarded by Damani Barley. Murphy down the lane. Puts up a wild right hand shot. Won't fall. Rebound, Damani Barley. Stepping through. Putting it up on the run. Good. Foul the play. The basket counts. Damani Barley with his first, make that his second field goal. Makes it 96-75. Damani Barley puts it up, and it's good. Damani's got 7. Phillips in the front court. Double team. Whistle. Travel with the basketball. traveling violations are much more liberally called. That's not what I mean at all. What I mean is it's tough in most cases to get a three-second call, or a three-second call and a walking violation. Devonte Barley shoots and scores from the left side. And now Steele, Goose Blavenfeld, on the baseline. Ace goes up, hangs, shoots, missed it, put back up and in by Devonte Barley. It's 96-81, 2:28 to play. And a whistle and a blocking foul out front. Goose Blavenfeld will be called for that one. That's 10 team fouls on the Grizzlies, so it'll be two shots. Clayton Robbins back in for the Grizzlies, and he comes in for Ace Evans. And the free throw try is good. Loic Mimshi. With one more to come, 97-81. Looks like State Fair is going to hit 100 on us. And good again. Grizzlies on offense. Clayton Robbins, long three, good. Clayton from the left side. His first field goal, 98-84. 2:05 to go. Pass up ahead, Phillips. Pump fakes in the middle, puts it up and good. Ja'Cory Phillips, 12 points. Ty Lindsey, front court, 100-84. Damani Barley, back outside. Clayton fakes the shot, now moves it back out. Ty Lindsey gets a screen, goes to the right and gets bumped, and a foul call on Malik Ndiaye. And that is the 10th team foul against State Fair. And the first free throw try is up and good. Kai Lindsey with another. And no good. 100-85. And a foul in the backcourt. 1:30 left. One thing you can say is that the boys didn't roll over. When it got to 20-plus, that's sort of an inflection point where, well, it could get worse. Let's see if we can make it better. It got a little bit better. Free throw no good by Damian Durden with another to follow. We'll see State Fair and West Plains into the month. Here's the next try. Good. 101-85. Ty Lindsey, left elbow, down the lane, inside out, baseline, back around it goes. Clayton Robbins. He'll penetrate in, right-hand scoop shot. No good. Ball hit the top of the backboard, so that's not going to continue play at all. And it'll be Durden throwing the ball in backcourt. 116 to play. 101-85. There's a drive and a whistle and a walk on State Fair. And that turns the ball back over. And Ndiaye with happy feet. 101-85 with 103 to go. At the point, Robbins, three, no good. Ball comes off to the left, picked up by State Fair. Ja'Cory Phillips lost the ball on the way in, turned it over. Left wing, Blaine Harris, over. Ty Lindsey, down the key, all the way, goes up, got fouled with 38 seconds left, and he'll go to the line. Again, we'll talk
with Jared Fabe at the end of all this, and have our Grizzly Player of the Game brought to you by Don's Auto Service. Number one is No Good by Kai. He is one out of three from the line. Another try is good. 101-86. In the right corner, Phillips. Durden at the left point. They're just running clock now. 9 seconds difference on the game clock, shot clock. Step back by Durden. Free throw circle, good.
Dang it, Durden!
9 seconds to play, 103-86. And we are not going to try to score. Final score, State Fair, 103, MSU West Plains, 86. Our Don's Auto Service player of the game for today, let's make it Tyrell Smith. He kept us in the game. We're only down 7 at the break. But second half got away from us, and State Fair wins it 103-86. Tyrell Smith, our Grizzly player of the game, brought to you by Don's Auto Service. Porter Wagner in West Plains. You've been lucky so far. You haven't had any real winter weather. But that's a coming. We're getting a blast of it, temperature-wise. Right about now. So get in at Don's Auto Service, and they'll get you ready for what is yet to come. And let's see. I've got his headset right there. I think I've got him. There he is. And now we'll talk with Jared Bay here. The Grizzlies lose by final of 103-86. If there's one thing that has been constant in the last three games, and that's the start of the game. And when you get down 13-2 on the road, I know it's redundant, but yeah, you just can't do that and win.
Yeah, especially, you know, obviously as good as the teams are in our league, but we're having a hard time guarding down low a little bit. So there's just sequences when teams need a bucket, they go down there. We got to figure some things out. I got to figure some things out. You know, we for sure aren't going to have low back, so we need to just adjust how small we are. Thought we saw some good things in the second half from Bond in the press, Javon Barbie, and at the end of the day, we scored what 86 points, but we can't give up 101. So I don't think scoring's going to be our issue. We got to figure out how to get stops. We got to rebound the ball better.
And State Fair is. They've got a lot of hard matchups for us.
They're on one, too, you know, coming off a win at Moberly the other night. So they're kind of figuring some things out. They were kind of lost like we were a couple weeks ago. So
they'd lost 6 in a row before.
Yeah, you know. And then, of course, winning at Moberly, which is a tough place to win. So we got to keep our head up and learn from some things and figure some things out. I just feel like we're a puzzle right now that, you know, we were really clicking and now all the pieces are out of order. We got to figure out how to get the order back and keep competing.
So with this one, and we'll get to see this team again at the end of the month, but these last three games too, I don't know what you do about the size differential. I mean, you wake up every morning the same height.
Yeah, I know.
And the other team comes in here, you know, about 3-4 inches advantage on the front line. There's just no, I don't know what you do about that.
Yeah, and there's part of it, you know, we were thinking that, you know, we were probably getting Zoe back. So there's some of the stuff we've been doing defensively, thinking, well, if when we got Zoe back, we can keep doing this or that. I don't know. I think we got to press, some type of press, maybe jam outlets. I don't know. We got to play maybe a little bit of chaos ball. You know, State Fair, again, they shot the ball really well again tonight, which has been a pattern, and you know, part of it not playing as good a defense, but playing teams on their court that are shooting well. But we got to figure out what to do to get stops.
And it doesn't get easier Wednesday, does it?
No, that Three Rivers is the biggest team in the conference, so it's really going to be an issue. But we're going to go over there and compete and keep getting better.
Coach, thank you.
All right, thanks, Ron.
Head coach of the Grizzlies, Jared Fay, in the final again is 103-86. Scoring for the Grizzlies, we had 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 players in double figures. with 16 points, Ace Evans. With 15, our Don's Auto Service Player of the Game, Tyrell Smith, had 12 apiece from Damani Barley and Desiah Green. 10 points for Sean Glass. Also, Kai Lindsey had 8, 3 apiece for Blaine Harris, Clayton Robbins, and Goose Blobenfeld. And that accounts for all the Grizzly points. And I did not, I should have, but I didn't have the scoring. 7, 9, 11, 15, 16, 17. So JP and Dong finished the game with 22 points. He was really good. Daniel Garza, though, to me, he was the most valuable player in the game for State Fair. He got them going on a couple of occasions, finished the game with 21 points. And we couldn't do anything with him in the first half. And Dayron Hall, their 6'9" postman, he was a big pain in the neck. He finished the day with 2, 4, 6, 8, 10. So he finished with 19 points. They got 22 from Indong, 21 from Garza, and 19 from Dayron Hall. All those guys, 6'7" or better. Anyway, the final again is 103-86. And until Wednesday from Poplar Bluff at the Activities Center there, and it's going to be a first road trip to Poplar Bluff for the Grizzlies and Zizzers. We're able to go over to Poplar Bluff and win the other night. We'll see if we can pull off an upset next Wednesday. Till then, for Dylan Groves in the studio, Harlan Hutchison, the final again. Grizzlies fall 103-86 at Sedalia. So long from State Fair Country.
Grizzly Sports has been brought to you by Don's Auto Service, Hirsch Feed and Farm Supply, Missouri State University West Plains Athletics Department, Bailey Chevrolet and GMC, and by Ozarks Healthcare. This transmission of Grizzly Sports is a production of Ozark Radio Sports and a division of the Ozark Marketing Company.